神童来向天父祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们可以学习你的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can learn your word.
我们恭敬把这段时间仰望交托。
And we commit this time into your hand.
求神教导我们。
And may you teach us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要思想主耶稣他的恩手。
And today we are going to think about the gracious hand of the Lord Jesus.
我们每个人也是有一双手。
We all have a pair of hands.
神所创造的我们的一双手呢是非常有用处的。
God created us with the hands that can be very useful.
而且我们可以说手呢是我们整个身体的器官里面一个最灵巧的一个器官。
And we may say that our hands may be the most versatile part of our body.
所以我们人在生活上我们可以利用一双手去做很多的事情。
In our daily life, we use our hands to do a lot of things.
做很多有意义的事情
a lot of meaningful things.
比如说在艺术界里边
For example, in the world of arts,
我们看到这双手呢可以雕刻出伟大的杰作
And we see a lot of great sculptures were made by great hands.
也可以用这双手画出名画美丽的图画
A lot of great paintings were done by great hands.
也用这双手写出了很多很多的著名的圣诗让我们可以来赞美神
A lot of famous and beautiful hymns were written by the hands.
更是用这双手可以演奏很多的乐器
And with the hands, people can play all kinds of musical instruments.
甚至一些人可以用他的双手、煮出很多美味可口的美味佳肴
And a lot of people could cook a lot of delicious dishes with the hands
也可以用你的手去排出很多神所创造的美丽的大自然
And with the hands we can take a great pictures of the nature that God created
同时手呢是可以做很多的事情太多太多了
There are numerous things that our hands can do
常常我们在称赞人的时候啊
When we praise people
我们赞美他说、他是一个选手他是比如说他、游泳健将我们说他是游泳选手
And we may praise people with special terms like associated with the word hand For example, a good swimmer in Chinese we call them you know, 选手 That combines the word hand in Chinese vocabulary
某一些人呢、某人呢他歌声很好他可以 用诗歌来赞美什么说他是福音歌手
Well, in the Chinese vocabulary a good singer that word also associated with the word hand
总之 他的职业他是海员我们说他是水手
And or sailor in Chinese that also implies the word hand
所以总之 你称赞人呢你可以用手来形容了很多很多
So when we command people, the word hand can be useful.
但是用手来论断人呢，也有啊。
But we also use that word hand to judge people, to criticize people.
我们说这个人专门打架的，他是打手。
Maybe we can call somebody a henchman of someone.
有的人呢还当杀手哦，可以买他去杀人。
Or killers.
然后呢，他是小偷，我们说扒手在你后面。
Or the pickpocket, those words in Chinese, they all imply the word hand.
总之呢，这个用手去形容了很多很多，你可以形容一个人的劣性都有，都可以讲。
You can also use the word hand to describe a person's sinful nature.
甚至呢，手呢，我们可以做一些手语。
And we can use our hands for sign language.
我们看到我们像那些聋子呢，他听不到，我们可以用手语来比手，让他明白你的意思。
For the deaf people, because they could not hear, you can use sign language to communicate with them.
手也可以打手势。
And we can also gesture.
我们叫一个人来，我们打手势，这样他就知道你叫他来了。
We can gesture to somebody so he would come to you.
我们也可以用手举手敬礼哦，我们看到一个我们所敬佩的 长辈我们久仰久仰。
We can use our gestures to show our respect to someone and you know to an elder.
我们也可以挥手道别要离开了。
We can also wave bye bye to someone.
跟我们可以用我们的手呢去建立友谊，彼此握手建立感情。
And we can also use handshakes to establish a friendship.
所以今天呢，我们要思考的不是单单是我们的手，而且我们要思考的是主耶稣的恩手。
And today we do not just want to think about hands, but we are going to focus on the gracious hand of the Lord Jesus.
第一方面，我们来看主耶稣他的恩手呢，是一双拯救的手。
First of all, let's look at the hands of Jesus. It's a pair of saving hands.
刚才我们读的经文里边讲到说，耶稣在海面上行走的时候
，In the passage we just read, while Jesus was walking on the sea.
彼得看到是耶稣，他说：“主啊，如果是你，让我也走到你那边去。”
And when Peter saw Jesus, he said, "Lord, if it is you, let me walk toward you."
然后耶稣叫他来。
And Jesus said,
彼得真的在海面上行走了。
And Peter started to walking on the water.
但是后来他看到有风浪，他紧张了。
And however, he got nervous.
他要沉下去的时候
when he was about to sink.
他马上喊着耶稣，他说：“主啊，救我！”
And Peter cried out, "Save me, Lord!"
圣经说，耶稣呢，赶紧伸手把他拉起来。
And the Bible tells us immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him.
所以耶稣的手是拯救的手。
Here we see that the hands of Jesus are a pair of saving hands.
看到我们有需要帮助的时候，耶稣立刻赶紧的把我们拯救出来。
And Jesus always offers his help and deliverance when people need his help.
我们看到以色列人他们也是在痛苦当中的时候。
While the Israelites were in suffering,
他们向上帝呼求
they cried out to the Lord.
神听他们的祈祷
and the Lord heard their prayer.
神也差派先知、差派士师到他们当中拯救他们
and the Lord sent his prophets and judges to deliver them.
所以耶稣把彼得拯救了起来了之后，把他拉上来之后
after Jesus reached out his hand and saved Peter,
他们上了船。
They got on the board.
耶稣就对他们说
And Jesus said to them,
你们这小信的人
You of little faith.
为什么疑惑呢
Why did you doubt?
所以我们看到彼得好像开始的时候耶稣如果是你让我走到你那边去
And at the beginning, it seems that Peter thought it was God who led him to walk to him.
很有信心的样子
At the beginning, Peter was full of faith.
但是一到一点危险可怕的时候，环境可怕的时候就跌倒了。
However, while he was in the middle of a dangerous environment, he stumbled.
所以耶稣说，小信的人为什么疑惑呢？
And Jesus said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?"
很多时候呢，我们也以为我们是一个很有信心的人，自以为自己很有信心。
Many a time we thought we were full of faith.
我们很自信，觉得自己什么都能。
We feel confident that we could do anything.
不需要依靠人，甚至也没有依靠主。
We don't feel the need to depend on people, not to mention the help from the Lord.
什么时候是我们最懂得依靠神的时候呢？
When is the time that we really understand how to depend on God?
就是当我们经历了失败的时候，我们开始说，哎呀，原来我没有想象中的那么厉害。
It is the time when encounter failure.
我们跌倒了、失望了的时候，在低谷的时候、在绝望的时候，我们才说：“神啊，你的话语才是我的依靠。”
When we fall into the valley of life in despair, we realize that Lord, Your word is our help, our hope.
当我们真正看到自己不能的时候，我们才懂得仰望这一位神，专注在他的身上。
When we can truly see what we cannot do, then we can really fix our eyes on the Lord and depend on Him.
我们才看到原来我们自己的信心还是很不足的。
And then we will see that our faith is not enough.
所以耶稣对彼得说，还有门徒们说，为什么疑惑呢？
And here we see, and this is why Jesus said. questioned the disciples, why did you doubt?
当时那些门徒们在船上的时候，真正的认识到耶稣是我们的主，是我们是他们生活中的神了。
At that moment, the disciples on the boat really realized that the Lord Jesus is their Lord in their life.
因为他们看到风和浪、风和海都听从耶稣。
Because they have seen that even the wind and the waves obey the Lord Jesus.
今天在我们人生的道路上。
And today, in the journey of our life,
我们随时随地也是会遇到有风浪。
And we may face the storms of life at any time.
我们也不晓得这个风浪要多久才会停止。
We don't know how long the storm would last.
我们也不晓得这个难处到底要几时才会离开我们。
We don't know when our problems will leave us.
即使在我们人生的道路上有风浪。
And this, even though there are storms in our life,
但是让我们不灰心也不丧胆。
We do not have to be frustrated.
我们要有一个正确的信心。
We must have an accurate faith.
仰望这一位大能的主。
And we should look up to our God Almighty.
他是那么的慈爱，愿意拯救我们。
God is loving and willing to save us.
让我们在人生的道路上遇到风浪的时候，我们向主说：“主啊，救我。”
When we encounter problems, difficulties in our life, we should say, "Lord, save me."
因为主耶稣告诉我们说：“人子来是为着要拯救世上的人。”
Because Jesus has told us that the Son of Man came to save those who are lost.
耶稣的手就是一双拯救的手。
The hands of Jesus are really the hands of saving.
我们可以随时随地以信心来呼求他的拯救。
We can always come to the Lord, ask for His help.
耶稣的手不但是拯救的手。
The hands of Jesus are saving hands.
他的手更是一双祷告的手。
Moreover, they are also praying hands.
在马太福音十四章那边讲到说，耶稣呢，他独自上山去祷告。
In Matthew chapter 14, it mentioned that Jesus went to the mountain to pray alone.
耶稣他行了神迹五饼二鱼之后。
After he did a miracle of five loaves of bread and two fish.
他很累了，也很饿了。
He was exhausted and hungry.
忙了一整天。
After a busy day.
所以这个时候呢，他在非常累、非常多工作要做的时候。
After a lot of work.
自己很忙的时候。
After a day of business.
他需要休息。
Jesus really needed rest.
所以他独自上山祷告。
Therefore, Jesus went up to the mountain all by himself.
所以我们也是如此，我们每一天的生活里面好像很忙很忙。
And likewise, we can be really busy in our everyday life.
甚至有时候呢，我们又累又饿。
We often feel tired and hungry.
但是耶稣给我们留下一个榜样，在这个情况的时候，要独自跟神祷告。
Here we can learn, we can see the example of Jesus. At moments like this of exhaustion and hunger, what should we do? We should pray by ourselves.
耶稣不但在工作的时候，他要祷告。
And Jesus keeps praying while he was working.
他在祷告之前、祷告之后呢，他都是向天父祷告。
When Jesus prayed, he always prayed to Heavenly Father.
所以圣经另外一处地方讲到说，天未亮的时候，主耶稣就到旷野去祷告。
And so somewhere in the Bible, it mentioned that while it was still dark, Jesus went to a solitary place to pray.
主耶稣知道他的圣工，他要做的事工做不完，很多很多。
Jesus knew that he had so many ministries to do.
他做完了这个之后，要到别的地方，又有很多事情要做，很多人需要他的帮助。
After he finished doing something in one place, he continued to another place with more things to do.
所以当他在不断的侍奉、不断的工作的时候
，during his continuous ministries.
他也给我们留下一个榜样，天未亮的时候他先起来向天父祷告。
He set a good example for us too, and he got up while it was still dark so he could pray.
今天我们不但我们有自己的工作要做，
And today we all have our share of work to do.
我们在教会里边也可能有很多的事工，我们有参与，我们要去侍奉去做。
We also have participated in many ministries in the church.
我们要以祷告托住神的事工。
We need to do God's work with prayer support.
因为你觉得你的事工要做的太多的时候，久了之后你没有祷告，你久了之后呢，你就变成麻木了。
If you have so many things to do for God without praying, you could be in the danger of becoming indifferent.
所以呢，你要以祷告来托住神，托付给你的圣工。
You must pray before you do God's work.
你才会很轻松、很开心、很喜乐的去胜任。
And so that you could do God's work cheerfully and
efficiently.
And because God will empower you to accomplish His work.
所以耶稣他知道他的工作很多，他在天未亮的时候，他先向天父祷告。
Jesus knew that he had to do so much, and therefore he got up before the sun.
我们再看到另外一处的经文。
And let's look at another Bible passage.
在路加福音里边第九章讲到耶稣带三个门徒上山去祷告。
In Luke chapter 9, it mentioned that Jesus took three of his disciples to the mountains to pray.
圣经说，当他在祷告的时候啊。
The Bible says, while Jesus was praying,
他的面貌就改变了。
And his looks were transformed.
他的衣服洁白发光。
His clothes were all shining.
所以你想想看，这三个门徒看到耶稣祷告的时候，脸发光，衣服发光，改变形象。
The three disciples saw Jesus while Jesus was praying. His face, along with his clothes, were all shining.
对他们来说呢，是多么大的一个影响。
What a great impact on the disciples when they knew that.
他们真正的看到了上帝的荣光。
And they really saw the glory of God.
所以过后呢，你看到约翰，无论是约翰还是彼得呢，他们所写的书信里边。
When you read the epistles written by Peter and John,
他们就说我们曾经看过他的荣光。
They said we have seen his glory.
我们就是将我们所看见的、所听见的告诉你们。
And we tell you what we have seen and what we have heard.
所以彼得、约翰、雅各他们都能，使徒们都能够被主使用，是因为他们看见了耶稣在祷告的时候脸发光。
Both Peter and John could be greatly used by the Lord because they had experienced the glory of the Lord in his prayer.
深深地影响他们，他们所侍奉的主，所传讲的这位主，就是一位荣耀的神。
That caused them to be able to share the gospel that the Lord they serve is really the glorious God.
当主耶稣要面对十字架的苦难的时候，
while Jesus was to face the suffering of the cross,
主耶稣带着他的三个门徒到客西马尼园祷告。
The Lord Jesus brought his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣知道他要面对这个十字架。
The Lord knew that he would face, he would go through the cross.
所以他要祷告，得着力量，能够去得胜。
He needed to pray so that he could muster the strength to go through the suffering.
今天你的生活里边也是有很多的劳苦愁烦。
Today in our lives, we also have to face a lot of sorrows.
你的工作也是常常给你很多的压力。
We all have pressures from our work.
好像你喘不过气来。
We may be so pressed that it's hard for us to breathe.
耶稣告诉我们一个榜样，就是向天父祷告。
And Jesus gave us a great example that we should pray to our Heavenly Father.
So we see Jesus' 一生呢，都是不断的来祷告。
We see through Jesus' life that he keeps praying to God.
所以当他要跟门徒们离开的、分开的时候，
while Jesus was to depart from his disciples,
这些门徒们常常平常的时候都是彼此相争，大家都要做大。
we know the disciples often have quarrels, they all wanted to be the leaders.
所以耶稣要跟他们分开了。
And Jesus was to leave them.
耶稣为他们祷告。
Jesus prayed for them.
耶稣为他们祷告的是求上帝赐给门徒们有一颗合而为一的心。
Jesus prayed that God would give them a oneness in heart.
当我们看到彼此之间有不和睦的时候，
When we see any disharmony among us,
我们看到耶稣给我们的榜样就是求神赐给我们彼此相爱合而为一的心。
We can learn from the example of Jesus. We should ask God to give us a heart of love and oneness.
不至于中了魔鬼的诡计，
So that we will not fall into the schemes of the devil.
而是在主的引导里边，在主的恩典里边，彼此相爱，同心侍奉。
On the contrary, we should remain in the love and grace of God. We should love each other and serve each other.
然后最后我们看到耶稣呢，他在十字架上被钉在十字架上了。
And while we see Jesus, who was being crucified on the cross.
一直在他在十字架上呢，他也祷告。
Jesus was still praying while he was on the cross.
所以主耶稣呢，他也在十字架上祷告。
Jesus prayed on the cross.
他为那些钉他的人说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的不知道。”
He prayed to the Father. He asked the Father to forgive those who crucified him because they didn't know what they were doing.
他在十字架为罪人代求。
He prayed for the sinners.
我们看到耶稣的一生，从开始工作一直到开工作的结束，他都是在祷告。
We see in Jesus' life from the beginning of his ministry to the end, he was praying all the time.
他一开始出来工作的时候，他就禁食祷告40天。
At the beginning of his ministry, he started with fasting and praying in the wilderness for 40 days.
一直要面对十字架了，要结束了，他在世上的侍奉的时候，他也在祷告。
At the end of his ministry, while he was hung on the cross, he was still praying.
常常独自安静在神的面前。
Jesus often spent quiet time with God.
所以呢，给我们学习一个榜样。我们有很多做不完的工作，有很多做不完的圣工，我们都需要祷告。
And Jesus gave us a good example. When we face a lot of work that seems to be so overwhelming beyond our abilities, we need to pray.
寻找上帝的帮助。
We need to seek God's help.
所以我们看到我们教会也是有星期三，也是有祷告会。
And you know, our church on Wednesday, there's a prayer meeting.
所以我们需要很多弟兄姐妹伸出我们祷告的手，一起为着神的事工付上这样一个代祷的代价和侍奉。
We need more brothers and sisters to reach out your praying hands to pray for the ministries of the church.
代祷的侍奉是一个很有价值的一个事工。
It is a very valuable ministry when you pray for others.
代祷的侍奉也是一个蒙神纪念、蒙神赐福的一个侍奉。
It is also a ministry that will be remembered by God and blessed by God.
所以我们也盼望教会的祷告会里边有很多弟兄姐妹都愿意参与这样一个代祷的工作。
We expect to see many brothers and sisters to join the church prayer meeting and to join this ministry of prayer.
接下来我们再看耶稣的手呢，他是医治的手。
And we will also see the hands of Jesus are the hands of healing.
耶稣的这双手，他医治了很多很多生病的人。
Jesus healed numerous people who are sick.
在马太福音十二章里边讲到有一个人，他的手是枯干了的。
In Matthew chapter 12, it mentions a man with a shriveled hand.
耶稣看到他的时候。
When Jesus saw him,
耶稣知道他心里边很痛苦，需要得到医治。
Jesus knew the suffering in his heart, and he needed healing.
耶稣就叫他伸出你的手。
And Jesus told him to stretch out your hand.
然后耶稣呢，用他的手，用自己的双手去摸他那个枯干的手。
And Jesus used his own hands to touch the shriveled hand.
圣经说，这个人呢，经过耶稣的双手一摸，他的枯干的手就得着医治了。
And the Bible tells us that the man's shriveled hand was healed immediately after being touched by the hands of Jesus.
还有耶稣的手呢，也医治了许许多多麻风病者。
And the hands of Jesus healed many lepers at his time.
马太福音第八章里边讲到有一个长大麻风的人呢。
In Matthew chapter 8, it mentioned about a leper.
他遇到耶稣的时候啊。
When he met Jesus.
他就马上的来找耶稣。
And he was eager to seek Jesus.
他说，主啊，如果你肯啊。
And he said, Lord, if you are willing.
你必定能够叫我洁净。
You could make me clean.
耶稣只要说，你洁净了就可以了。
Jesus only had to say, be clean, and it would be done.
但是圣经告诉我们说，耶稣呢，是伸手摸他。
However, the Bible tells us that Jesus reached out his hands to touch this leper.
然后对他说，你洁净了。
And then he said, you are clean.
这个长大麻风的人就马上真的洁净了。
And immediately this leper was cleaned.
麻风病者是没有人敢碰的。
And nobody would dare to touch a leper.
而且耶稣要医治他，也根本不需要摸他，只要讲就可以了。
And Jesus didn't have to touch this leper, and he could be able to heal him.
但是耶稣医治的手竟然摸他的手，对他说：“你洁净了。”
However, Jesus was willing to touch the leper and said, "You are clean."
他真的得着了医治。
And this leper gets healed.
耶稣的双手也医治了许多生来瞎子。
And Jesus' hands healed many blind people.
在马太福音二十章里边讲到有一个叫做巴迪买的瞎子啊。
In Matthew chapter 20, it mentions about a blind man whose name is Bartimaeus.
他对看到耶稣的时候啊，他知道耶稣经过的时候啊。
When Jesus passed this blind man,
他说，大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
He called out, the son of David, have pity and mercy on me.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣就在他的眼睛里边摸一摸，他就看见了。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus touched his eyes, and this man's eyesight was restored.
耶稣说，照着你的信给你成全吧。
Jesus said, according to your faith, it is done.
这个瞎子巴迪买就看见了。
And this blind man could see.
还有呢，在马可福音里边讲到有一个瞎子。
Also in the Gospel of Mark, there was a blind man.
这个瞎子呢，当耶稣医到他要医治他的时候。
When this blind man met Jesus, Jesus was about to heal him.
圣经说，耶稣呢就用这个也是用手摸他的眼睛。
And the Bible recorded that Jesus also touched this blind man's eyes.
他也一样的看见了。
And he was healed.
然后在约翰福音的时候，又另外一个瞎子了。
In the Gospel of John, there is another blind man.
这个时候呢，耶稣不是每一个动作都是一样的。这个约翰福音这个瞎子的时候，耶稣是。吐口水在泥土上，然后呢，拿起那个泥土摸他的眼睛。
And this time Jesus healed this man in another way, in a different way. And he mixed his saliva with the dirt and then touched this blind man's eyes.
然后叫他到那个希罗亚池那边去洗。
And Jesus told the man to go to a special pool to wash off the mud.
他一洗呢就明亮了。
After he washed off the mud, his eyes were opened.
所以我们看到耶稣的手医治了很多很多生病的人。
We see that the hands of Jesus healed many sick people.
如果你再看下去的时候，
If you keep reading,
你会看到在马可福音第八章里边，马可福音第七章讲到一个耳聋又舌头打结不能讲话的人。
In the book of Mark chapter 7, there was a deaf man who couldn't and who was also mute.
所以耶稣要医治这个人的时候，
while Jesus was healing this man,
他的耳聋，耶稣就用手指探他的耳朵。
Jesus used his fingers to touch his ears.
然后吐唾沫，然后摸他的舌头。
And Jesus used his saliva to touch this man's tongue.
这个人呢，一进耶稣一探他的耳朵，就打开了。
And after Jesus touched this man's ears, his ears were opened.
石头呢也没有打结了。
And he was no longer mute.
他讲话呢就很清楚了。
And he could talk clearly.
圣经特别形容说，讲话就清楚了。
And the Bible recorded that he could talk really clearly.
耶稣的手医治他。
The hands of Jesus healed him.
还有在路加福音啊，讲到有一个女人啊，她十八年第十八章哦，讲到一个女人呢，她的腰呢是弯的。
And also in the book of Luke, chapter 18, there was a crippled woman whose back had been bent back for 18 years.
十八年来，这个腰呢折不起来。
For 18 years, her back was kept bent over.
耶稣遇到她，耶稣用他的两只手按在她的背上。
Jesus used his two hands to put on her back.
祷告了之后，她就立刻腰直起来了。
After prayer of Jesus, her back was straightened immediately.
就能够像正常人一样顶胸向前走了。
And from that time on, she could walk normally as anyone else.
还有呢，耶稣到马太福音第九章的时候，医治好一个让一个雅鲁的女儿从死里复活。
In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus raised the life of the daughter of Jairus.
耶稣知道这个贵女哦，这个少女死了，很多人告诉耶稣。
When the little girl died, many people told that to Jesus.
但是耶稣到了他们的家的时候，
when Jesus came to the house of the girl,
耶稣的手拉住这个闺女的手，
and Jesus reached out his hand to pull up this little girl.
然后就对她说，女儿，起来吧。
And he said, daughter, rise up.
这个闺女就从死里复活，坐起来了。
And this girl was resurrected.
耶稣把她带，耶稣把她活活的、活生生的带到她的父母亲，还有很多的朋友、众亲戚的面前。
And Jesus brought this living girl back to her parents.
我们看到耶稣呢，他的双手医治了很多很多的病人。
We see many people are healed by the hands of Jesus.
然后我们再看还有一个另外一处的经文。
Let's look at another scripture.
在这个马太福音第八章。
In Matthew chapter 8.
耶稣到彼得的家去。
And Jesus went to the home of Peter.
耶稣就看到彼得的岳母，圣经说害热病，就是有热病。
And the Bible said that Jesus saw the mother-in-law of Peter had a fever.
耶稣就伸手摸她，为她祷告。
And Jesus touched her and prayed for her.
圣经说，这个彼得的岳母的热啊就退了。
And the Bible said the fever of Peter's mother-in-law went away immediately.
她的病，她的这个热退了之后，她去做什么呢？
What did she do after she got well?
你读圣经的时候，你看到彼得的岳母热退了之后，她就起来了，然后就服侍耶稣。
In the Bible, we see that Peter's mother-in-law got up immediately and served the Lord Jesus.
本来她害热病的时候，她不能够起来，她在躺在床上。
While she had a fever, she had to stay in bed. She couldn't do anything.
要别人去服侍她的。
She needed other people to serve her.
现在耶稣的恩手双手医治她的病日退掉。
After she was healed by the gracious hand of Jesus,
她可以起来了，好了。
She could rise up.
起来好了之后呢，不是要人家服侍了，反而是去服侍耶稣。
When she was well, she did not need to be served by others. She could serve other people.
我们看到耶稣的恩手，有这个权柄，有这个医治的能力。
We see the gracious hand of Jesus has the healing power.
他不但医好人肉体的病痛。
He did not just heal people's physical illness.
他也医治人心灵的病症。
He also healed people's spiritual illness.
耶稣无论到哪里去，
No matter where he went,
遇到什么样的人，
No matter whom he met,
无论是遇到各式各样的病痛的人，
no matter what kind of condition the people were in,
他都有这个权柄和能力能够医治好。
Jesus had authority and power to heal those people.
所以耶稣呢，他接触到的人的时候都是很感动的。
So many people were so deeply moved by Jesus.
耶稣接触到的人，你看彼得的岳母，马上呢就起来重新得着力量侍奉主。
Like Peter's mother-in-law, she was healed and she immediately started to serve Jesus.
今天我们所要祷告的。
And today, while we need to pray,
我们要求主使我们啊，也能够像主耶稣一样有这一种的能力啊。
It's like we should pray that we get this kind of power.
借助我们的言语，借助我们的行为，
through our obedience, willingness, and behavior,
是能够让人重新得着兴旺。
So that we can encourage others, so that they can be restored.
让那些已经冷淡、已经倒退了的人啊，重新能够站起来，继续侍奉主。
So that we can help those lukewarm or backsliding people to stand up again to serve the Lord.
所以我们所要祷告的是，神啊，求你用我，使用我有这样一个影响力的人。
We should pray, Lord, use me so that I can have impact on others.
让我们跟人家接触的时候。
When we get along with other people.
不但是让那个人得着祝福。
Not only let these people be blessed.
而且呢，他也得着神的一种给他的一个亮光。我要侍奉主。
But also let those people have less inspiration from God.
I need to serve the Lord.
Jesus' hands heals the sick.
也眺望人属灵的生命。
Moreover, he renewed those people's spiritual life.
让这个人得着拯救了之后，愿意起来服侍耶稣。
So that those people who were healed by Jesus are willing to serve the Lord Jesus.
我们看到耶稣的手呢，它是一双爱心的手。
We also see Jesus have a pair of loving hands.
耶稣的手是爱心的手。
The loving hands of Jesus.
第四点，当耶稣遇到这个长大麻风的时候，
When Jesus met the lepers,
这个大麻风的人根本都没有说耶稣你要摸我，我才会好。耶稣只要你讲，我就会洁净了。
The lepers never expected Jesus to touch them. He just wished that Jesus would say the word and clean them.
他的信心呢这么大，主耶稣只要你一句话，我一定得洁净。
They have this strong faith. As long as Jesus said the word, they could be healed.
因为这个麻风病者呢，他自己有这样的一个感觉啊，我是麻风的，我是肮脏的，没有人敢碰我的。
The lepers know they were unclean, and nobody would like to touch them.
但是呢，耶稣呢，却用爱心去触摸他。
However, Jesus was willing to touch them out of his love.
对啊，他马上得着洁净了。
So the leper was cleaned immediately.
主耶稣向他展现出他的爱心。
The Lord Jesus showed his love toward the leper.
让他感受到耶稣不但是一个全柄的主。
Jesus let the leper perceive the love from God.
是一位慈爱的主。
As well as his authority and power.
所以今天也是如此，当我们跟人家有彼此相见的时候，接触的时候。
Likewise, when we encounter other people,
我们也应该要像主耶稣有这个能力，能够让人的灵性啊得着洁净啊。
We should have a similar power to let other people be cleaned in their spirit.
我们不但是用言语去鼓励他，去帮助他。
We do not just help others with our words for encouragement.
耶稣不但是为他祷告而已。
Jesus did not just pray for the needy.
耶稣还加上行动，用手摸他。
Jesus also reached out his hands to touch them, to help them.
所以我们也是如此，愿意加上行动。
we should follow the example of Jesus. We do not help people just with words, but also with our deeds.
让那些冷淡的重新热情起来。
So that these people who are despondent could be renewed and lifted up.
让那些只是旁观的变成愿意去参与的人。
So those will impact those spectators from sitting to serving.
所以爱心的手是有源于的鼓励、造就，还加上行动的付出。
So a pair of loving hands will not only give encouragement, but also give support and with these.
耶稣呢，他长。特别是在另外一个地方讲到耶稣，约翰福音十三章讲到耶稣呢，他为门徒洗脚的爱。
In John chapter 13, we see the love of Jesus drove him to wash the feet for the disciples.
当时呢，他们跟门徒，耶稣跟门徒一起过逾越节。
And when Jesus was celebrating the Passover with his disciples.
他们走了一段路之后，大家的脚呢都肮脏了。
After some walk in the their feet all got dirty.
圣经说呢，耶稣就起来脱掉他的外衣。
And the Bible recorded that Jesus got up and he took off his tunic.
然后呢，就谦卑的跪下来为门徒们洗脚。
And humbly he knelt down to wash the feet for his disciples.
他向门徒们显示出他那种谦卑和愿意服侍的心。
He demonstrated humble heart to serve in front of his disciples.
耶稣向他们展现出了他爱他们的心之后。
After Jesus demonstrated his love for them.
他就教导门徒们。
And he taught them.
他说：“我爱你们，也就爱你们到底。”
And Jesus told them, "I love you to the end."
但是呢，我现在呢也给你们一个新的命令。
And now I am giving you a new command.
你们也要彼此相爱。
You should love each other.
他说我怎么样爱你们，你们也当怎么样的彼此相爱。
You should love each other just as the way I love you.
他说你们称我是老师。
You call me rabbi.
老师呢也愿意为你们洗脚。
And being a rabbi, I am willing to wash your feet.
所以你们也应当彼此服侍。
And therefore, you should serve each other.
也就是彼此谦卑的来侍奉。
That is to say, to serve each other humbly.
所以耶稣向门徒们展现出爱心，他也教导门徒们要彰显主的爱。
And Jesus did not only exemplify his love to his disciples, he also taught them to show their love to others.
在约翰福音二十一章
In John chapter 21,
讲到耶稣的爱呢，他的双手啊，他的爱心的手呢，是为他们预备早餐的手。
When we see how Jesus prepared breakfast for his disciples out of his love for them.
在这边的时候呢，二十一章的时候是讲到耶稣已经从死里复活了。
At this time, Jesus was already resurrected back to life.
当时耶稣被钉十字架之后呢，门徒们很难过，很伤心。
After Jesus was crucified, the disciples were very sorrowful.
然后有一天早晨。
And one morning,
彼得说：“我们去打鱼吧。”
And Peter suggested, "Let's go fishing."
他们就去打鱼了。
And they went fishing.
但是他们打了之后呢，抓不到一条鱼啊。
However, after a long time of work, they didn't catch any fish.
然后在那个雾蒙蒙的那个早晨啊。
And so at the dusk of that morning.
他们就看到在岸边呢有一个人。
They saw a man at the shore, standing at the shore.
然后这个人呢就对他们说话。
And this man was talking to them.
问他们说：“小子啊，你们有吃的吗？”
And this man asked them, "If you have anything to eat?"
他们的回答是没有。
And they answer no.
因为船上根本一条鱼都没有，没有什么好吃的，没有东西好吃。
Because they didn't catch any fish, there was nothing for them to eat.
原来这个岸边的就是主耶稣，在岸上的就是主耶稣基督。
Actually, the man standing at the shore was the Lord Jesus.
耶稣就对他们说：“你们把你们的网。”向右边撒下去。
And Jesus told them to cast their net from the right side of the boat.
他们照着这个人的话，主耶稣的话去做的时候啊。
They obeyed what the man told them to do.
圣经说就抓了很多的鱼。
And the Bible told us they caught a lot of fish.
哇，他们就马上体会到，那个人就是主耶稣。
And then they realized the man was really the Lord Jesus.
所以你看主耶稣他复活了之后。
Here we see the Lord Jesus after resurrection.
他还向门徒们展现出他的爱心。
He demonstrated his love for his disciples again.
他体贴他们已经劳碌了这么多的时间。
He was so considerate, knowing they have been working so long.
一条都没有打到。
However, they didn't get any fish.
他就在岸边为他们预备早餐。
And Jesus prepared breakfast for them at the shore.
然后当这些门徒们上岸了之后吃早餐的时候
，When the disciples got on the shore,
主耶稣就对彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗
？”At breakfast, during breakfast, Jesus asked Peter, "Did you love me more than all these?"
从他们的谈话里边、对话里边
，through their conversation,
我们就体会到耶稣呢，他已经接纳这一班的门徒，也接纳彼得了。
We know that Jesus had accepted Peter along with all the other disciples.
虽然你曾经否认我
Even though Peter had denied Jesus.
但是我体贴你，我知道你的软弱。
But Jesus understood his weakness.
我重新要接纳你。
And Jesus accepted Peter.
我就是要使用你。
And Jesus wanted to use Peter.
成为教会的柱石。
To be the foundation, to be the foundation of the church.
他跟彼得说：“你去喂养我的小羊。”
Therefore, Jesus told Peter, "Feed my sheep."
所以从主耶稣的话里边，我们看到他的爱呢，是对方有错的时候，他是接纳、体贴，然后用言语去激励他。
Through the words of Jesus, we can see that Jesus was very accepting those who made mistakes.
激励他之后，让彼得能够去完成神呼召他的那个目的。
Jesus encouraged Peter so that Peter could accomplish the purpose God has for him.
所以我们看到后来彼得成为教会的领导层。
And later on, we see that Peter became the leader of the church.
为神大大的工作。
He did a lot of work for the Lord.
所以主耶稣向他展现出他的爱心。
And Jesus showed his love toward Peter.
我们也应当如此。当我们看到弟兄姐妹有错、有过错、有软弱的时候，我们不但用爱挽回，也用言语鼓励他、激励他，重新回到神的面前侍奉主。
We can learn from Jesus when we see someone who went astray, we should encourage this person with words and to bring him back.
最后我们看到耶稣的手呢，是一双牺牲的手。
Lastly, we saw the hands of Jesus are sacrificing hands too.
耶稣的这双手为了我们的罪，他愿意受死在十字架上。
For the sake of our sin, Jesus was willing to be crucified on the cross.
这双手为我们受伤。成为了一个有钉痕的手。
His hands were greatly harmed, nailed. His hands were nailed because of our sins.
我们读圣经，我们会读到说，当主耶稣复活了之后啊，从死里复活了之后。
And after Jesus was risen from the dead.
当天晚上呢，他就向门徒们显现。
He appeared to his disciples.
但是很可惜的一件事情就是。当中呢，有一个门徒叫做多马的，他不在场啊。
However, when he first appeared to his disciples, one of the disciples, Thomas, was not with them.
我们不晓得他那天晚上去了哪里。
We didn't know where Thomas went at that night.
总之呢，门徒们在遇到多马的时候啊。
When the disciples met Thomas,
他们跟他说，跟多马说，我们看到主了，主已经复活了。
They told Thomas Jesus was resurrected. They had seen the Lord.
多马说什么呢？
What did Thomas
say? 我不相
信。Then Thomas said, I did.
除非啊，让我摸到他钉痕的手。
Unless I could touch his hands that had been nailed.
所以圣经告诉我们呢，耶稣第二次在向他们显现的时候，多马在场了。
And the Bible told us the second time Jesus appeared to the disciples, and Thomas was with the disciples.
然后耶稣呢，直接跟多马说。
And Jesus told,
多马，多马，你上前来摸摸我这个钉痕的手。
He told Thomas to come up to touch his hands.
因为之前多马说，除非我的指头看到他的钉痕，我才相信啊。
Because Thomas declared that he would only believe after he touched the hands of Jesus.
现在耶稣特别叫他多马来。
And Jesus told Thomas, "Come."
多马有没有去？多马不敢去了。
Did Thomas come up and touch Jesus? He did not dare.
他不用去摸，他都已经知道了耶稣，你真的是一位复活的主。
He didn't have to touch Jesus. He knew from his heart that Jesus is the risen Lord.
就他马上跪下来说：“我的主，我的神啊！”
And then he replied to Jesus, "My Lord and my God."
那天晚上多马不在场，第一次的时候多马不在场。
The first time when Jesus appeared to disciple Thomas was absent.
如果你读圣经呢？第二次多马在场的时候已经几天了啊？
And according to the Bible, the second time of Jesus' appearance happened several days later.
圣经写说第八天就是一个礼拜过后了。
And the Bible told us it's the eighth day, it's a week after Jesus' resurrection.
所以呢，当时呢也多马不相信。
And even though Thomas was doubtful at the beginning.
当多马不相信的信心软弱的时候
，When Thomas had a weak faith，
你想想看，他是多么的痛苦。
He was suffering too。
因为呢，他会在想，耶稣，如果你要向我们显现，为什么你要显那一个时刻我不在场的时刻出现
？He probably was questioning why would Jesus choose the moment when he was absent。
他也可能会在想，是不是我在这个门徒当中呢，我是最不好的，所以我没有这样福气看到。
He may doubt himself that、like、he was the worst disciple, so that、like、he could not see the risen Lord.
所以当门徒们把那天晚上们看到耶稣所发生的事情告诉多马的时刻啊。
When the other disciples told Thomas what happened, Jesus appeared to him.
多马的嘴里是不接受，不相信。
And Thomas was not believing. He could not accept that.
但是在这个星期里边呢、啊。
However, during this week,
他的心里边非常的自己责备自己。
He must be filled with a lot of self blame in his heart.
他的心也非常的恼恨。
He must feel very bitter.
我为什么那天不在场呢？我为什么要离开？我为什么要出去呢
？And why could I be there with them at that time?
有一首诗歌这样写说，当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，你在哪里？
There is a hymn asking, where were you when Jesus was crucified?
当主耶稣受苦的时候，你在哪里？
Where were you when Jesus was suffering?
很多时候呢，我们在欢乐的时刻，在有一些宴会的时刻，我们都会出席啊。
We may be present at a moment of happiness.
但是呢，在一些需要付出的场面，需要付代价的时候呢，好像我们就不在场了。
However, there are occasions that need us to pay cost to sacrifice ourselves. We may be absent.
我在教会里边这么久，我常常哦，教会。大扫除的时候哦，哎，突然间这样扫人的今天。
According to my church experience, when there's a need to for a clean up in the church, there won't be many people showing up.
但是呢，我们什么生日会啊，什么毕业晚会啊，哇，好多人哦。
But when we have celebrations for birthdays or graduation, we can expect a lot of people attending.
但是我们要记得一件事情。
However, we must remember one thing.
那天多马不在场的时候啊。
When Thomas was absent,
这么大的福气 看见耶稣复活，他失去了啊。
He missed the blessing to see the risen Lord.
所以过后呢，他心里边非常的难受。
We know Thomas must be very sorry, feel sorry for himself.
但是我们看到主耶稣是那么的慈爱。
However, we see that the Lord was gracious and loving.
他还愿意第二次的。为了多嘛，第二次再显现给他们看。
And the Lord Jesus was willing to appear a second time for the sake of Thomas.
来解除他疑惑的心。
To relieve his doubtful heart.
所以主耶稣也常常给我们第二次的机会。
And likewise, the Lord Jesus often gives us a second chance.
很多时候呢，这个福分我们不要失去了。
And many a time we miss the opportunity of a blessing.
但是主耶稣再给我们第二次的机会。
But the Lord will be willing to give us a second chance to get the blessing.
我们应当第二次的时候呢，不要再失去，要紧紧的抓住了。
When the second chance comes, we should hold on to it and do not lose it again.
所以那一次五月的第二个星期六啊，哦，第二个主日，五月第二个主日是母亲节嘛，所以五月第二个星期六，我们教会呢又要举行大扫除的时候。
So during the second Sunday of May, as Mother's Day, our church is going to have a clean up.
我就跟弟兄姐妹说，我们要大扫除了，神给我们机会来侍奉他，希望星期六看到很多人来。
I told brothers and sisters in my church, we are going to have a clean up, and I expect to see many of you to participate.
不要失去了有机会洁净圣殿服侍神的机会。
Do not let go the chance to clean the God's house and to serve God.
比较多一些人来。
And as a result, I saw more people showed up to help.
后来感谢主，有一个姐妹呢，她从加州啊回来的时候呢，不懂买了什么什么东南亚的食物啊，那天呢，她就煮了很大的。很好吃的菜呢，来给这些大扫除的人享用。
And I would like to give special thanks to to God because a sister who just came back from California prepared a delicious meal for those people to clean up. Yeah, and that.
那些有大吵的人就说：“哎呦，昨天我们哦，谁谁谁呀、啊，煮那个什么，这好吃，什么什么都讲了。”他说：“哎呦，失去机会了，没有口福。
”And when those who participated in the clean up and enjoyed the great meal, they told the others and they who didn't help, they miss the opportunity.
我们就跟他们说：“我们侍奉主不是为了吃啊。”
We do not serve the Lord for the sake of a delicious food.
当我们真正的愿意。为主摆上啊，付出一点的时候啊。
When we are sincerely willing to offer ourselves for the Lord.
你想到主耶稣他牺牲的时候，为你付上了他整个的生命，为着要救赎你。
Thinking about the glorious Lord who was willing to sacrifice himself for us.
当你领圣餐的时候，主啊，你的宝血是为我流的时候啊。
During the communion time, we thought about how precious the blood of Jesus that He shed for us.
对呢，我们有机会能够付上一点的力量来为主的时候，我们不愿意吗？
Are we willing to offer ourselves to sacrifice for the Lord?
所以主耶稣的手是为我们受伤，有钉痕，也是救赎我们的手。
And the hands of Jesus were harmed and nailed to deliver us. His hands also comfort us.
我们常常不了解他的心意。
We do not always understand the mind of the Lord Jesus.
他的双手扶持我们。
His hands uphold us.
给我们能够重新得力。
To strengthen us.
让我们能够。更加蒙天父的喜悦。
So that we can become acceptable and delightful before the Lord.
所以今天当我们伸出我们的手的时候
，Today when we reach out our hands，
愿我们这双手呢是一双健康的手。
May our hands be healthy。
也就是说，鼓励的手啦，激励人的手，扶持人的手。
That is to say, we have a pair of hands to encourage others.
是一双彼此建立友情、彼此相爱的手。
Our hands can build up friendship and promote love.
是给人感受到温暖。
and we can share the warmth and love from God to others.
为人代祷的时候
and our hands will be willing to pray for others.
甚至给人祝福和安慰的时候
and be willing to bless others.
所以求主使用我们
and may the Lord use our hands.
透过主耶稣的恩宠
through the gracious hands of the Lord Jesus.
让我们也伸出彼此建立的手。
Let us reach out our hands to build up each other.
来建立上帝的教会。
So that we could build up God's church.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你为我们牺牲，完成了救恩。
Because you sacrifice yourself for our redemption.
让我们得着这么大的恩典。
So that we can get stand in your grace.
主啊，愿你的爱激励我们。
May your love compel us.
使我们能够一起同心来建造你的教会。
So we can build up your church of one heart.
一起同心的来侍奉你。
And to serve you in oneness.
荣耀你的名。
To glorify your name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
好，我们今天的回应。